Blog Talk Radio. morning, good morning. Good morning, Motivational Mondays with your sexy host, Emma E2K. Here, another blessed Monday. You know, like I tell everybody, Mondays, you know, everybody complains about Mondays being the gloomy day, but to me, Monday is a double blessing Monday. So shout out to all those that are on deck, be it Facebook, Instagram, all the social medias. I see you. Those that are inboxing me, you can write out your shout outs if you don't, you know, if you're at work and you can't call in, it's all good. I will shout it out, and then you can be able to hear it in the archive show, because this show does get archived. So if you don't, if you're not listening live, you can be able to then hear it at your leisure, today, tomorrow, any day, right? Make sure you log into lushradioonline.com, and you'll be able to hear all the archive shows. So if you want to catch this one, last week, 2 months ago, 4 years ago, they're on there. That's the site where you need to go at, which is www.lushradioonline.com. Shout out to all those celebrating a birthday, divorce, an anniversary, a union. Shout out to all my queen sisters that called me during the weekend, and we were able to really, really build on some real strong issues and, you know, things that are going on, which I'm going to speak about, you know, at the as the show continues. I'm going to go into my phone lines real quick to see who's hanging with us this morning, and then I'll come back to topic and music. 646, good morning, y'all, with Emma E2K. Motivational Mondays.
Hey, what's up, Emma? How you doing?
I'm fabulous. Who's this?
This is Mighty Max, Maximino, calling in to show you some love.
Oh, my God. You're going to make me cry. Oh, my God.
How are
thank you?
You
so much. You're so dope. Oh, my God. You are too dope, I swear. I'm good. I'm good.
Good,
even when,
man,
I'm not. Yeah, I said, even when I'm not, I claim it. You got to claim it even when you're not. What's up with you?
Absolutely, absolutely. On my way to get some work done right now, I'm in the car, and I saw your post on Facebook, and I'm parked right now, not driving.
Okay,
and,
okay.
And I said, let me tune in and see what's going on, and I got called up, so that's dope.
That's what's up. Well, you're calling in from New York City because, you know, this is a worldwide show and everybody tunes in. I want you to tell everyone about your show, your new show coming up, and put your plug on.
Ah, my plug on. Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, I have a show. It's called Maximize, the Business of You. And what I do on Maximize is I'm just trying to help people maximize their potential. I've been in the entertainment business for a long time, so I have a lot of insight. So I talk music, I talk fitness, I talk tech, production, and I go behind the scenes to deconstruct talented individuals to learn about the routines, the habits, maybe the they read, and the people that influence them. And the goal is to see what made them good at what they do so we can borrow and replicate things that may work for us in our lives. So that's what Maximize is all about. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Now, if people want to see the show, how can they catch it? How can they catch the show?
You can really just search pound Maximize, so hashtag Maximize on the internet, and you will find it. But it's on my Facebook page, Maximino. It's on my YouTube page. And, you know, it's small. You know what I'm saying? I'm just starting out right now. And I'm enjoying it, you know. I'm enjoying just, you know, that's my way of giving back and helping, you know, motivate and help. Hopefully I could provide some value to people, you know what I mean? So, you know, that's the show, basically.
Awesome. That's great. I mean, well, I personally watched one of the shows, and, you know, I got to tell you, I was excited. I was like, oh! I got like 1,000 questions to start asking.
Yeah, and that's what I want people to do. I want people to ask questions, and you know, and I'm gonna try to answer the question the best I can. But if I'm not, I'm gonna ask the question to somebody that I'm interviewing. So like this week, I interviewed Malik Yoba, He's an actor. I'm sure a lot of people know who he is.
Yes.
He's been acting for like 25 years. So that episode comes out on Thursday, and it's a really cool episode. And, you know, so I take a question that an audience person or one of my friends on Facebook asked, and I just I give it to him, and he answered it. You know, so that's what I'm trying to do. Like, if people have some questions and they want some information, some insight, I try to answer it. But if I can't answer it, I give it to somebody else to answer it, you know?
And I noticed that it's not just industry stuff. Like, you touch on health and everything. You know, you touch on health. And I guess any topic is nothing off limit.
Focus on the things that I like. So, like I said, it's behind the scenes in television, entertainment, music, because I love music, of course, and health, because I think that's really the most important thing that anyone should be focusing on is their health first, and then everything comes second. So that's a real big influence, you know?
A lot of people forget that.
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of people do forget that you can't be great if your body isn't great. If you don't feel great, you know what I'm saying? You need to feed your body and your mind. It's not just your body, your mind and your body. It's like you have to work both of them out to really maximize your potential, you know? And I know, you know, a lot of people, you know, they just forget. So, and that's what I want to do, hopefully influence and give people some insight on what it is, like meditation, for example, you know, especially in the hood, you know, especially in the hood, like people forget about their mental state a lot, you know, about what you're thinking about, what you're reading, what you're listening to. Everything counts, and it makes you who you are. And if you want to be the best you got to make sure that all those, you know, that your health and your mental health is good, you know?
Yeah, because, I mean, it goes back to people feeling miserable by themselves because of their weight or whatever have you, or their health, or they broke an arm or leg, whatever. It begins with the health and then physical. It begins with the physical, and then it affects your mental because now you're depressed and you're, you know, all these negative thoughts are in your head, and that leads to suicide and all type of, you know, things that keep us really down, you know, as a society.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. And I mainly, you know, the show, I mean, the intention of the show, that means for everybody, anybody that can gain some value, but I'm really focusing on, like, my people, you know what I'm saying? The people that live right next to me, you know what I'm saying? The people that need it the most, you know? We're from the Bronx, New York, and, you know, people don't realize, man, the Bronx is tough, you know what I'm saying? I mean, there's a lot of tough places in the world, but, you know, I don't know if you know this, but in New York State, health-wise, the Bronx is, out of 62 states, it's number 62. We're at the bottom when it comes to health, you know? So I really, you know, and I really want to try to, I know I can't change the world, you know what I'm saying, but I could give some insight and some, you know, some knowledge on what it takes to make sure you take care of yourself. I've been doing that for 25 years, you know, taking care of my body and my mind, and I feel great right now, and I want other people to feel great, you know?
Listen, let me correct you. Yeah, it could take just one person to change the world. And when you say world, you know, like I always say, I'm going to affect my world. When I say world, I mean my community, my family, those people that, you know, my listeners, the people that I touch, it's my world. So you do affect the world, especially with the things that you're doing. You know, we have to create a balance in this negative thinking world. So if positive people like you and I can make changes, you where you're at, me where I'm at, we will be very effective. And if we can be able to motivate other people to do the same, then, yeah, you know, the power is in numbers. So don't ever say that one person can't change the world, because I've seen it done. And your world is what consists around you.
No, you're absolutely correct. I, I misspoke.
I got to correct you, maximize. We got to maximize this.
Yeah, I'm learning every day too. So I want to share. You know what I'm saying? I want to share what I'm learning.
Amen.
I want to, you know, and that's what I'm trying to do with the show, man. But I'm very happy for you and your show and what you're doing. You've been always doing it, you know, for a long time. And you know, I got props and I got love for you, man.
Thank you. I appreciate you. And I got crazy love for you. And you know what I love about. What about, I love my people, like, you know, my Bronx people, my Bronx family, that we don't have to see each other every day and we don't really have to be in contact that much. But when we either speak or get together, it's like, you know, like no time has passed. You know what I mean? And I want to see you when I'm out there. I'll be out there the 18th.
I know.
This month. 18th.
I know.
Okay, so
doing,
I want to see
you. You're doing an event, right?
Yes, I'm doing, you know, one of my domestic violence events, collecting some things for my, you know, some of the organizations I work with. And at the same time networking, at the same time catching up with my people that are out there. So I hope to see you and your queen if possible. You know, I want to see you guys.
All right, definitely, man. Again, congratulations on everything you do. Keep doing what you do. And that's it. Thanks for having me on
Thank
your show.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Oh, my God. Thank you so much. Peace and blessings to you, your queen, your children. You know, I want to say really quickly, because right after this, I'm going to get into this topic about speaking to my women, the queens. Everybody, you know, this weekend especially, I had like 5 women call me, you know, talking about man problems. You know, how they want the perfect man and the perfect king to come into their life. And then I ask them certain questions, and they're like, oh, well, no, I'm not doing that. Oh, I'm not ready. So my whole thing is, if you expect a king, then you have to, you know, play the role of a queen, correct? Right? Because you can't
absolutely.
Want a king and be a top. It just, that doesn't match, you know?
Absolutely.
So,
if you don't treat yourself like a queen and act like a queen, you're not going to find a king. You're going to find a toad.
Right. Right, and then I want to touch on just a little bit, now that I could maximize the question right here real quick. You've been with your queen for years, 20 years, right, at least?
We've been together almost 20 years, together for about 11, married for about 9.
Okay, but you've been together as far as in the journey, 20 years.
Of course, 20 years, yeah,
okay.
Absolutely.
So as a king, because I consider you a king, you know, you take care of your family, you know, you work for your family, you always into the positive, you know, just working on, which I love, the family unit. Not too many men are doing it, because not too many men are kings. I consider you a king. So my question is, as a king, what do you look forward to, or what did you see in your queen that made you like, you know what, I'm going to stick this through? And I'm sure there's been hard times, because not everything is like hunky-dory, but what made you hold on? Like, what made you say, no, I'm going to, you know, go all the way with this?
That's a great question. And like you said, you know, relationships are like anything else. You have to work at them. And everything is not rosy every day. We, you know, we have our issues. Everybody has an issue. But what makes me stay is that, one, she's a beautiful woman, you know, inside and out. I love my family. Family is everything to me. I grew up with my parents. I grew up with my mother and my father. You know, my father passed away. My mother's still alive. So I know how it feels to have a family, you know, and to be with your family. So I think, like I said, I love my wife, beautiful wife. I love my family. I want to make sure that my family, you know, that my kids have me in their life and their mother in their life. That means a lot to me, you know. And, you know, I know what's out there. You know what I'm saying? I see what's out there. And, you know, I have a woman that takes care of me, takes care of my kids. She helps me. She supports me. It's like I wouldn't give that up for anything. You know what I mean? And like I said, we all make mistakes in life. You know what I'm saying? Relationships are up and down. But I can't see myself without without her, you know what I'm saying? And
mm-hmm.
and my family, like I said, my family means a lot to me, and I want to keep that strong so my kids could see, you know, what it is to have a dad in their life, what it is to have a mom in their life, so when they have their family, that they can do the same thing. And family unit is very important. Like, my kid, we eat together, like, every night almost, you know. We may miss a day here, too, but I don't know a lot of families that do that. And things like that is what builds everything else up. So family is important for everything, like just helping you stay focused when you're down, knowing that if something goes wrong, that you have somebody there that's going to be right by your side, not no shallow, false, you know, people in your life. You have real family that will be there for you. So that's really what has made me, you know, keep my family together, is that I want to make sure that they understand what family is, you know?
Right. Right, showing appreciation to your queen and your children. I mean, you know, I just want to salute you on that, first of all, because you and I know that we don't see those family structure and those family unit. It's always baby moms and baby daddy and, you know, and fighting and child support and all this other craziness. When it should
right.
be a blissful moment when a child is born, like, that's a blessing. Like, that's a time to really say, you know what, like, I want to make this work. I want to, you know, get it together. And they see in children as, like, you know, okay, now I get an extra check because, you know. So
yeah, that,
it's horrible.
That sucks. It's horrible
what's going on. But. Yeah, but we're here to continue the motivation, positive vibes. Positive vibes go a long way. So I know I'm in the fight until I can't breathe no more, and I know you are as well. Again, salute to you. Keep doing what you're doing, and, you know that you do make a difference. You do make a difference. Sometimes, you know, not right away, people will let you know because there's people that, you know, that follow you and watch you, because it happened to me. So just know that one, you know, there'll be one day, that one time, that somebody's going to be like, yo, thank you for what you've done. So I just want to, you know, jump ahead and thank you already. You have a blessed day.
Thank you. Thank you. Again, congratulations on everything you do. And I will see you when you come to New York.
Yes. Yes, for sure. Thank you. Thank you. Have a
blessed
day, honey. Okay, baby.
All right,
bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
just like a big merry-go-round. You're up and then down, going in circles trying to get to where you are. Everybody's been counting you out, but where are they?
Again, Motivational Mondays with your sexy host Emma E2K. Man, every time I hear that song, it's just I just want to hurry up and just like, hello, can we get Empire back? Shout out to all those that are in my Empire team. You already know, it's here. The month is here, so pretty soon we're gonna have Empire again. Shout out to all those celebrating a birthday. Shout out to Max, who called earlier and gave us some of his wisdom. Please make sure that you follow him on Facebook, or make sure you can just, you know, Google him, but follow him on Facebook on his public page, Maximino. type that in, Maximino, and you'll see him there, and all the information to his show. I've seen his show. His show is fabulous. So if you got any questions for him, make sure that you hit him up and hit him up with the questions, and I guess he'll do his best to answer them. But big shout out to him and salute to him as a king. I'm going to go back to my phone lines again and see who's hanging out with me, and then we'll continue, you know, talking about – I'm going to ask this person also the same question I asked Max and see if we can get some answers to some of my queens. The 347, good morning, y'all, with MA2K. Peace.
Hi, how are you, Emma?
What's up, D?
How you been,
blessings,
girl?
Blessings, queen. I'm great, man. I'm great. I can't complain. Who wants
can't
to hear it anyway? Like, right?
I
know. Who wants to hear when you complain? They're like, oh, my God, they tune off. So I'd rather just talk about good stuff and then everybody stays tuned in to what I'm saying.
That's right. Nobody really going to do nothing when we complain. But can't wait to see you on the 19th for our event.
Yes. Well, I hope to see you on the 18th before I even see you on the 19th. I want to see you two
days.
How about
that? No, but you know I go away. Every time you come here, you know I will go to Isabel for
you,
too.
That's true.
You know,
that is true.
I'll be there.
Yes. I thank you so much. I thank you so much for the support. I mean, you know, I love the sisterhood that we have, that we all are able to just support each other, because it's a beautiful thing. You know, we have to really keep it going. A lot of people think that, you know, the sisterhood really means you call each other and to gossip about something. No, the sisterhood that we have is to empower and to, you know, to uplift other women.
That's right.
So this is what happened to me this weekend, Giselle, right? A lot of people, let me start to ask people. Like four or five of my queen sisters has called me for a man advice, right? I mean, you know, my sisters are always calling me for man advice. Like, you know, like if I have a man, so I don't know. But anyway, but they asked me for advice, right? So it's just weird how all of them were talking about the same thing. How they wanted a king in their lives, how they wanted, you know, this millionaire and this good-looking man and all this. So, you know, I started asking them, like, certain questions. Okay, you want a millionaire, but, like, do you even have thousands? Because how you want to be with a millionaire,
Thank
you don't
you.
Even have, like, a dollar
Thank
to your name. You.
You
know what I'm saying? Like,
Thank
you, I mean,
you.
You know, us women, we took, and I'm going to say us. I'm going to put myself in there. Us women, we want, you know, like the whole, like him coming, you know, the white horse, the prince, whatever. Listen, I don't like to invite even horse. Like, why would I ask for a knight in shining armor on a horse? I'm not getting on that horse. So, you know.
That's true.
Everybody, right? So my sisters that are listening, because I know they're tuned in. You know, we got to be realistic in what we're asking for. And when we ask for something, make sure that we also can step up to the plate on that. So
That's
if you're
right.
asking for a king, if you're asking for a king to step in your
make
line,
sure you're
make
queen.
Sure, there you go, right? How? Come on, that's not even hard. I think that's pretty simple, you know? You can't be out there looking crazy, you know, posting all type of crazy photos up on Facebook talking about, oh, I want a king to come and take me serious. Well, then, you know, you should be stop bugging out, you know, on social media because he don't want to see that, wherever he's at, you know? So, you know, we have to do the work on ourselves, you know? That's why I've been, you know, for a couple of years now doing the work on me, loving myself and, you know, and fixing my finances and doing all that stuff for me. So when my healed, because I like to say my healed king, because I want a king that's already healed. I don't want him still fighting demons and still figuring his life out, you know. I want him healed and ready, like, boom, I'm ready for the queen. So I can be like, yes, and I'm ready for my king. Like, I want to be ready. I don't want to be like, figure it out.
A lot of us, when we end up a relationship and we are in between, we don't prepare ourselves for the meantime. Like, we have to heal ourselves. A lot of us have baggages from previous relationship, and we jump into another relationship and go to rebound. We have to heal, prepare ourselves, and reach ourselves, and be ready for when that person comes, you ready. Nobody wants to deal with nobody's drama. Nobody. So you have to make sure that you are prepared. That you, if you want somebody that is established, make sure you establish. Make sure you have what you want in others. I mean, a lot of people, a lot of men want a very skinny girl, nice ways, nice butt, but they have a pot belly. Like, really? You got to make sure you have you have what you want in others.
It's true. It's true. I agree. And, you know, you want somebody loving, but then, you know, you don't want to hug nobody. Like, no. So you want somebody loving, you have to be loving, or you have to, you know, be able to receive love. It's a lot of people that don't love themselves. So how you go into a relationship, not even having no love for yourself, then, you know, you're already cheating yourself.
How can you give love when you don't love yourself? You're number one.
Exactly. Exactly. And a lot of the queen sisters forget that because, you know, the day-to-day, the kids, everything starts becoming a priority and we kind of leave ourselves in the back burner, you know.
That's true.
Not realizing that when you're on a plane, the first thing they tell you to survive is if the plane's going down, you put the mask on yourself first and then your children. You don't put it on your children first and then you. Because you're the one that has to be good. Yeah, you're the one that has to be good to be able to take care of them. So it goes, you know, for everything else. You have to be good within yourself to be able to come and then take good care of your king, you know. So
in order for everything to coexist, you first have to exist.
Amen. 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 Yeah. And I hope that the queen sisters that are listening to this, whether they're listening live or they listen later on the archive shows, really pay attention and heed to everything that's been said here today. I mean, you know, ladies, it begins with you. And for those that don't know how to love yourself, you know, find a way. Find a motivational speaker that will motivate you. Find books. There's plenty of books out there that will give you that. Take a self-defense class if you're in New York City. You know, do something, you know, but just don't do nothing. Don't just be complaining and just be like, oh, boo-hoo, you know, I don't have a...
But the thing is that we complain. So many people complain and they don't realize how blessed you are. You are alive. You could see your kids. I mean, you have vision. You could walk. I mean, we take for granted all those little things that make us.
Amen. Yeah. Yeah, and there's so many people that can't be here no longer that are in prison or are confined to their beds for whatever reason, you know, are going through cancer. I mean, listen, people, there's people with bigger issues than you. Like, really, come on, snap out of it.
Yes. Amen to that. That's absolutely.
Yeah, turn around. If you got nothing else to do, turn around and go help someone else. Go to your community. I'm sure there's plenty of things you can get into to be able to help your community and your society. Like, really.
And it's a beautiful feeling when you help others. Oh, my God, it feels beautiful.
Yes.
Yesterday, our back-to-school drive was amazing. The happy faces and the kids picking up. It was just truly amazing. And it just gives you this joy that it's oh, my God, it's just an amazing feeling.
I've seen the contribution that people were doing, and that's a beautiful thing. You know, when people believe in what you're doing and they're supportive of it, it makes it so much easier to be able to do those things, you know.
Yes,
so shout out to everybody that donated. Shout out to, you know, you want to give any special shout outs, you know, in particular?
There's Kellyanne, which she was amazing. Let me tell you what this lady did. She shook up everybody that she knows. She went and she was harassing them. She collected $634. And she went and bought the supplies because we didn't want the money. I mean, let's face it, we're two single mothers, we work, whatever. We don't want the money, we wanted the supplies. Not only did she collect it, she went, bought the supplies, got the best deals, and did not compromise the quality. The book bags that we got from her was amazing, and from other people as well. It was just amazing. We had over 40 kids, 30 on site, and there was mothers and grandmothers picking up for the kids.
Mm-hmm.
There were 40 kids that left with book bags for a lot of supplies that would last them the whole year. And it was amazing. It was, they were bowling, they did pizza, somebody, Micah Marys, he was very nice. He donated it like the monster car, gas separated, you know, I don't know about those things, but beautiful thing.
Uh-huh.
We did it, one of the kids, Frances Hernandez's daughter, she won that.
Oh,
that's nice. Now we have to keep in touch with Frances. We're going to be facing, she got to be good at school, because if she's not good at school, we're going to be very, very mad at her. So everybody, all the parents are going to be keeping tab with us about the report cards, if they're doing good, if they're not doing good, because we just not give. We want to create bonds. We are mending families. And sometimes as a mother and you're going through the struggles and you're single, you're overwhelmed. So you know what?
Yes.
Reach out. We have our numbers. Reach out. We're here. How can we help?
Back to a community. It goes back. It takes a community.
Right.
It takes a village. It takes a village to raise these kids. And we forgot that, like, along the way. Like, you know, I was talking to Max that called in earlier. You know, he's been with his wife for 20 years. You know what I mean?
Right.
And he's from the hood and all that. And, you know, that hasn't stopped him from leaving his wife and you know, and straying. Like, he tells me, yeah, things happen, and because relationship, you got to work at it, no matter what type of relationship you have, whether it be man or woman, one man, whatever. You know, you still have to always work on a relationship. And people think that they don't. And then, you know, that things get, you know, one goes one way, one goes the other, and you don't fight no more. And then you forget there's children involved in there. And then those kids grow up with the same attitude, like, oh, well, my father went that way, my mother went that way, so, you know. And that's what we create. So we have to lead by example. Us as leaders in the community, we have to lead by example. And then another thing that he has said, which, of course, I corrected him, you know, and then he realized, he said, one man can't change the world. I said, whoa, whoa, whoa. I said, one man or woman, one person can change the world. And I just want to thank you, ladies, and I want to give y'all a big queen salute for what you're doing for changing your world, which is your community and your surroundings, and anybody that you come in contact with. You touch those 40 kids that left with school supplies, you know, are blessed because of the belief
people
that you ladies have.
Well, yes,
the belief that you ladies have, that you initiate it, and then everybody else just follows suit, because it takes one person to come up with the idea and then, you know, to keep going with it, because the consistency at the end of the day is what counts. So, queen salute to you. Please plug in the GNN project and how, you know, anybody that wants to donate or can find you, you know, do your plug.
Well, if you want to, you could follow us on Facebook, the GNN Project. You could also visit us on the website at gnnproject.org and just follow us. On Twitter,
okay.
I got the Twitter, but I don't know how to do it yet.
Okay. Well, just if they go to the website, I'm sure everything, all the information will be on there.
Yes.
If not, whoever follows me, I'm always sharing everything that they're doing. So if you're on any of my networking pages, you'll see it. Plus, I'll provide today a link so you can be able to go to the Facebook page or the website. And please, you know that the only time I talk about an organization is because I know personally firsthand that they're doing what they're supposed to be doing. And the GNN Project is doing what they're supposed to be doing and more. So, you know, I ask everyone, you know, please. I'm going to be in New York City on September 18, and I'm doing a fundraiser. We're raising funds for a couple of organizations. One of them is the GNN Project. We're collecting boxing gloves. So if anybody has boxing gloves or the bands that go around the hand to be able to put the boxing gloves. And other things that will come up, I have them listed. I have a event page on Facebook. It's called Networking with Emma E2K. And everything that's going to be needed is up on there. So the entrance is free. It's in Isla Verde Cafe in the Bronx. You know, come and see me. It's from 7 to 11. Come down, have a drink, bring something so we can be able to pass it on to these domestic violence organizations that are really out there doing the work. It's not easy. But with the help of the community and the help of those that can help, we do make a difference. So I, you know, please, like, this is something I'm very passionate about. Everybody that knows me knows I'm very passionate about. And I support everyone and anyone doing something positive. So you ladies already know that, you know, I'm with you. Anything I could do, you know, this show, you're a friend to the show, you're a friend to me. And I look forward to seeing you on the 18th. I'm excited. You and Nena. Shout out to La Nena.
Shout out to my partner. Let me tell you something. They're going to see you on the 18th for an Isla Verde. And then they're going to come on the 19th and see you again. Because after
yes.
we finish our program, you're going to be talking as well with the, to the ladies that are going to be there. Please dress accordingly. We're going to have a little surprise there. And I can't wait to see you on the 18th.
I'm taking the class.
You're going to take the class. Then after I do my talk, my power with the ladies, and then you talking too. Because, hey, you've been doing this a lot longer than we have. We started in October 17. So we could use some of your tips.
My privilege and my honor.
I look,
see
you on the 19th.
Yes.
That weekend,
yes,
I'm spending it with you.
Thank you so much, man. I'll see you very, very soon. These days are passing like no, nobody's business. But again, salute to you, salute to La Nena. I'll see you ladies soon, okay?
Okay, see you soon, Mama.
Thank you for calling, Mama. I'm going to put you on hold. You know, you continue listening to the show.
I sure will.
Okay, Mama.
All right, Mama. Bye.
No hay nadie más que yo. Uno es el número mágico. En vida y en muerte, uno es todo. ¿Comprende? If I multiply 2 times 2, is it really, really for me? Bye.
That's right. One is a magic number. Motivational Mondays with your sexy host, Emma E2K. One is a magic number. But, it, you know, that song really just is just to say tap into your self-love. Hello. You have to love yourself first. You know, be lovable so people can be able to love you. And when you love yourself, you'll be able to receive love. So shout out to all my queens that called me this weekend. That, you know, I hope that this show specifically I did, so when you ladies hear it, you get all the answers of the questions that you were asking me. A couple of people that have called in already have shined into, you know, to the topic. I'm going to go back into my phone lines real quick. 347-313. Good morning. You're on with Emma E2K. Peace.
Okay, this is 411-911. This is on the air.
Yo, who is this?
It's on the air, sister.
It's in the AM, honey.
It's in the AM blue.
The package has landed.
Yes, it's going to land. Listen, let me tell you something. You take your chances in love. You know, you just have to be wise. But it says that at the end of the day is to love all people, even your enemies, you know, because sometimes, you know, no one knows other people's story and their backgrounds and, you know, what they were missing out in life and, you know, whether they had both parents or they did or, you know, or they didn't, you know, mm-hmm. and the different upbringing and the surroundings and what they choose, you know. Sometimes we get caught up with so many things, but in today it's like, you have to just really, like, if you could just, like, you know what you already want, what didn't work for you all these years. Like,
right.
Me, I was a person that dealt with men that were what? They were all in the same category. They were all, you know, we was into the lifestyle of the world, the streets, the, you know,
right.
the craziness. You already know, it's without speaking,
mm-hmm.
you know. However, you know, now it's like, you know, you don't want that. You just want to be, you want to be at peace. So if it's being
right.
alone, be at peace and find that king to come through and, you know, give him a chance to just open up your heart. You know what I'm saying? Just don't shut it down just because the next
right.
one hurts you or you chose to live that life, then don't be mad
right.
at the one that may, because you block your blessings like that. You know,
right.
so
but
you know
also,
why?
I said, but also looking for, mm-hmm. like, if that's what you're seeking for, peace in your life, then you need to find others that are in peace in their lives. You know, you can't
yeah,
be after somebody that's fighting demons while you're with the peace. Let me read a piece. Let me read something really quickly because I think we got like a little minute left to the show. But I wanted to read this to also to the queens. Wait for the man who is emotionally mature and available, a man who is clear
yeah.
about what he wants and is consistent in his expression, a man who is confident
yeah.
in his decisions and life choices. You shouldn't have to wonder or guess where you land on his list of priorities or where your relationship's at. A conscious man won't tell you what you want to hear so he can keep you around. He will speak
Come
his
on.
Truth, even when it's
Talk
hard and
it.
Uncomfortable. Don't settle. Conscious love is worth
mm.
the wait. Ladies,
mm-hmm.
ladies, my queens, the conscious
mm.
love is what we're looking for. Then we need to just wait and stop settling. Thank you,
That's
everyone,
fine.
For calling in, man. At the end of the show, it's so juicy today. Motivational Mondays. Thank you, everybody, for calling in. I'm going to be motivated, and I'm
yes,
on my way to start my day. I'll call you later. But you
All
already
right.
know, man, peace and blessings, man. Peace and hair
oh,
grease. Keep
definitely.
A smile on your face and turn that frown upside down. And remember that only you are in charge of your life, okay? I mean,
That's
you know,
right.
aside from God, I'm just saying after
That's
after
right.
what he says,
yeah.
and then it's what you say. You know what I mean? We gotta know who's really running stuff. But God bless everybody. See you next week, man. See you next Monday. Woo! Motivational Monday. Stay motivated, man. Stay motivated.